Bristol Community FM 93.2.
Now, a group calling itself No New Nuclear is staging what it calls a No More Fukushima's demonstration to discuss some of the latest developments in the proposed new nuclear station near Bridgewater. I'm joined by Crispin Aubrey from the Stop Hinkley campaign. Hi, Crispin. Welcome to Drive Time.
Hello.
Could you just tell us what's going on at the moment with the Hinkley project? Because I know that Stop Hinkley is not quite the same as this No More Fukushima's.
No, I mean, they're more involved in direction Stop New Nuclear, but basically there's been an occupation at the Hinkley site for 17 days. Some people occupied a barn in the middle of the field where they want to build these new nuclear reactors. They've just been evicted from there, but it's drawn a lot of attention to what's going on there, and that's all in the build-up to this big event on Saturday the 10th of March, when we're planning to surround the site and show the strength of feeling against the plans to build the biggest nuclear power station in the UK.
Now, what's the significance of the fact that we have lost the Lib Dem Energy Secretary? Do you think there's going to be a change of policy now that Chris Huhne is no longer Energy Secretary?
Well, sadly no, because his replacement is a guy called Ed Davey. He also said 2 years ago, exactly the same as Chris Huhne, that nuclear was the worst thing for UK energy policy. The worst thing to do would be to build a power station at Hinkley Point. But he's changed his mind. Now he's in the coalition, now he's energy secretary. He says, let's plough on. So, unfortunately, not a change there. But the point about the 10th of March is that it is the anniversary of the accident at Fukushima. And Fukushima's been a massive wake-up call. I mean, it's shook an EDF who want to build this this reactor at Hinkley. It's shown them that even relatively modern reactors can go wrong. They can result in 100,000 people having to leave their homes, children going to school having to be checked for radiation every day. Lots of people are still suffering from that accident, and that's the reason we're having the event on 10th of March to mark that. But I also have to say that people might think that the power station at Hinkley Point is a done deal, and you'll see adverts in the papers showing that that people are going to get jobs there. The fact is, they don't have approval to build the reactor, they don't have approval for the reactor design, and the people who want to build it, EDF, don't yet have the finance. So there's still a lot to protest about.
I mean, surely this idea of, you know, the no more Fukushima's is totally bogus. I mean, there's no giant fault line, as far as we know anyway, running down the Bristol Channel.
You mean it couldn't happen here? Well, Fukushima was just an example of what can go wrong. In fact, it's not as far-fetched as you might think. OK, earthquakes of the type that happened there can't happen in the UK, but a tsunami could. In the 17th century, there was a tidal wave that hit the coast exactly where Hinkley Point is and resulted in lots of people dying. The whole area was flooded, and if Hinkley Point had been operating, it would have been devastated. So it's not an impossibility, but the point is that eventually Hinkley C, if they build this reactor, will become as old as the one at Fukushima. And when these power stations get old, they start to go wrong. For example, the one at Hinkley Point at the moment can only operate at 70% of its power because it's got serious problems inside its core. So it's ageing reactors which are the problem, and eventually the bright spanking new Hinkley C will suffer those sort of problems. And as your co-guest has said, where are we going to put the waste? They have not yet dug this hole in the ground they're talking about. They're talking about doing it in Cumbria. It's taking a very long time. We say, don't build any more power stations until you've actually created a repository or resting place for the radioactive waste.
But of course, the industry will say, well, the reactors that exist are getting a bit dangerous. You know, they're running at the end of their natural life. So we're going to have some new ones.
Well, replace them with wind farms, with some...
There's no way a wind generator is going to generate as much power as a nuclear power station.
Yeah, well, there's a wind farm being built off the coast of southeast coast called the London Array. I calculate you'd need about five of those, something like that, to do the same as Hinkley C. That's a lot of wind turbines, but they're building wind turbines from in sort of hundreds in the sea now. So, yeah, it's possible. It's quite possible. We don't have to go down the nuclear route. And if you think, this just isn't feasible, then look at Germany. Germany has more nuclear power operating at the moment than the UK. It's planning to phase that out. It's going for renewables. It's already got 20% of its electricity from renewables. It's planning for 50% by 2030. You know, there are plenty of examples of how established economies, and remember Germany is the most successful economy in Europe, can do this. You can do without nuclear, and it's just a nonsense to pretend that it's essential.
Okay, so I want you to tell us the bottom line. Is this power station going to be built or not? Because it looks like there's a tremendous amount of pressure. We've now got an energy secretary who has quite clearly changed his mind and he's now right behind it. And it's also a lot easier for the power companies to get their planning permission now.
They haven't got permission to build it yet. They haven't got approval for the type of reactor. It's a totally new type of reactor, this European pressurised reactor they want to build at Hinkley. And EDF has not yet committed itself to finance. £5 billion roughly per reactor, so a lot of money involved. And until that happens, it is not a done deal. Remember, in the 1980s, the Thatcher government planned to build about a series of 10 nuclear reactors. Only one of those at Sizewell has been built. So I think your listeners should realise that these sort of things are always promised, but they don't always happen. So I hope everyone will come and join us at Hinkley Point, hear some music from Seize the Day, and show your strength of feeling. If you want more information, go to the Stomp Hinkley website and you'll find everything about the Surround event.
Okay, Crispin Aubrey from Stop Hinkley, thanks very much. And there is another website too, stopnewnuclear.org.uk.
BCFM 93.2. Bristol is our community.